Today's Yud Nisan Tavshin Pei Aleph. We are continuing our daily learning, personal growth, character development, Hashkafa Gems, generously sponsored by our dear friends Abi and Don Pomerantz, in commemoration of the first yahrzeit of his beloved mother, Chavi Pomerantz, Chava Rochel Bas Akiva, Neshama Shel Avraham Aliyah, and our dear friends Frank and Debbie Spector, in commemoration of the yahrzeit of her beloved grandmother, Sarah Bas Shmuel, her Neshama Shel Avraham Aliyah. Thank you for your generosity. We are in the Orchos Tzadikim, and we are learning in the Shar HaSimcha, the Gate of Happiness, knowing what it is that we should be thinking about in our Dveikus, our connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. The author tells us today, Sheyeda Sheabayis Barach Roes Libo. A person should know with a full heart and an understanding discernment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boichein Levavos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and sees what's in a person's heart and knows whether his trust is perfect and is not tainted by a sense of mirma, sense of deceit. Meaning, if a person's really truly connected to God, whether or not it is that a person is putting on a show, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. And he says, you should know, ki eved hamisharis la'adon b'asav adam, you should know that a servant has the ability to deceive a master of flesh and blood. What can he deceive him? Yochol ha'eved lignov lev adonav. He can steal from the heart of his master, shi ha'adon sever. We have to understand that he can make the master think that in fact he loves his master, that the servant really cherishes his master with all of his heart, when in fact, really what it is, it's not that it's ayeva b'cholibo, afal pishu soino. Really what it is that he really hates him. He just puts up a good front. And the fact of the matter is that in a situation of an earthly boss of Adam, master, Adon, Eved, servant relationship, the master can benefit from him on the basis of the assumed love that he feels from the servant. He thinks that he's faithful and loyal, and as an expression of the love that the servant shows the master. So the master thinks that he's got a great deal, he's got a great situation. It's really, really perfect. But that's only true that the Odin is Yasala Toiva Bechezka Shehu Oyhavo. He is only the beneficiary of that good, thinking that there's really good, thinking that he's really beloved by his servant. This is only a Tochin Babare, that it's only true in the situation of an earthly master, a servant, Eved, in accordance with Basar Adam. But this is certainly not true. This is not applicable in any way, shape, or form. It's impossible. No way with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because as we've been saying, Kihu Yodeya Yetzer Halev Amachshava Shabai, V'Yodeya El Yonez V'Atach Tonei Emuna Kfirosa L'chein Ein Leilech Lefonov Bira Ma'ois, which means that this ability to try to deceive the master is only true and only able and only available to somebody in the world of Basav Adam, this earthly tachton world. But when it comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu, where one, his actions, his thoughts are known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the inclination of man's heart, his thoughts, his deeds, he knows what is above and below, his belief of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his heresy, whether it's true, whether it's not true, whether it's emes, whether it's heresy, deceit will not work with him because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So you can try to put on a good show, but at the end of the day, it's not going to work, which is why one of the important tasks that we commit ourselves to in this pursuit of trying to understand how to personally grow is not to put on the veneer, the clothing of what seems to be the right way. It's a chitzonius, but really it's a pnimius. It's an inner, it's an essence, a soul, a concept of what you really feel. What's in your heart? What's in your kishkas? What's in your neshama? When a person really, truly feels that, the Almighty knows what that is. And if a person doesn't, then a person's putting on a show, or he does something on the outside, but really on the inside he feels different. So that's certainly not the level that one should aspire to attain. We should be zocha to really, truly internalize the ahavas Hashem, the dveikus b'Hashem, the love of God and the connection and clinging to God. Well, the dav kabo, as the pasuk tells us in Chumash, when we cling to Him and yearn for that clinging, so then there is a relationship that is deepened and genuine and is not of kfira, but rather is of complete, unadulterated, unwavering truthfulness of emes, emunoso. And this is a way for us to aspire to live. I wish everybody a wonderful, blessed, and a happy and holy day.